Every object that has mass creates a little depression in the fabric of the cosmos. Thus the universe, as Dennis Overby has put it, is the ultimate sagging mattress. Gravity, on this view, is no longer so much a thing as an outcome, not a force but a by-product of the warping of space-time, in the words of the physicist Michio Kaku, who goes on, "In some sense, gravity does not exist. What moves the planets and stars is the distortion of space and time." Of course, the sagging mattress analogy can take us only so far, because it doesn't incorporate the effect of time. But then our brains can take us only so far, because it is so nearly impossible to envision a dimension comprising three parts space to one part time, all interwoven like the threads in a plaid fabric. At all events, I think we can agree that this was an awfully big thought for a young man staring out the window of a patent office in the capital of Switzerland. Among much else, Einstein's general theory of relativity suggested that the universe must be either expanding or contracting. But Einstein was not a cosmologist, and he accepted the prevailing wisdom that the universe was fixed and eternal. More or less reflexively, he dropped into his equations something called the cosmological constant, which arbitrarily counterbalanced the effects of gravity, serving as a kind of mathematical pause button. Books on the history of science always forgive Einstein this lapse, but it was actually a fairly appalling piece of science, and he knew it. He called it the biggest blunder of my life,